One of the most recent developments in tools is the robot. In the real world, the first robots were developed by an engineer, Joseph Engelberger, and an inventor, George DeVol. Together, they started a company that produced the first real robot in 1961, called the Unimate. Robots of this type were installed at a General Motors automobile plant and proved to be a success. They worked reliably and saved money for General Motors. In fact, because these robots were made of metal, they could perform certain jobs that were difficult or dangerous for humans, particularly the jobs that involve high heat. Industrial robots have been improved over the years, and today they are used in many factories around the world. Though the use of robots has meant the loss of some jobs, at the same time, other jobs have been created in the design, development, and production of the robots. Some inventors also found uses for smaller and less expensive robots. The first of these appeared in the 1980s as an educational tool for learning about computers. Inventors have been more successful with robots that can help with housework. The Roomba, for example, is a robotic vacuum cleaner. Made of lightweight plastic, it is low and round with wheels. Before it begins cleaning a room, Roomba first moves all around it to learn about the shape of the room and the furniture in it. Then it starts vacuuming, avoiding the walls and furniture. It does all of this without any human direction. Robots have come a long way. Now robots help people at home, in factories, and in scientific research. In the next decade, many new uses will be found for robots.